Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 6th. The 416 wildfire near Durango is threatening residences, causing major closures, and filling the air with smoke. But it's also stifling the economy in one small neighboring mountain town. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KOTO, Kara Pallone has the story.
Restaurants and businesses were empty, merchants sat outside waiting for customers, and one distinct sound was missing Saturday in small-town Silverton. The normally busy summer streets were desolate due primarily to the suspension of the Durango and Silverton narrow-gauge railroad operations, coupled with the closure of Highway 550, both of which are Silverton's economic lifelines. The closures are a result of the 416 fire burning about 10 miles north of Durango on the west side of U.S. Highway 550. The fire was reported Friday morning, and by Monday morning, according to the National Interagency Coordination Center, was burning 2,400 acres with 10% containment. And the cost thus far to battle the blaze is listed at $1.1 million. Highway 550 reopened Sunday on a limited basis with one-lane alternating traffic, but was closed again Monday afternoon due to heavy smoke causing low visibility in the area. Meanwhile, the Durango and Silverton narrow-gauge railroad will suspend all coal-fired and steam passenger service through at least Sunday, June 10th. This translates to a stifled economy for the neighboring community of Silverton. Christian Robbins, marketing director for the railroad, says the train runs from Durango to Silverton starting the first weekend of May through the last weekend of October and brings roughly 150,000 passengers to the tiny mountain community during a normal season. Sometimes, during the busiest periods, up to four trains might run per day. Robbins says it's not just Silverton's economy that's affected either. While Durango is more diversified economically, businesses there suffer as well.
Coming to the office today, it was really quiet for an early June day in Durango. And so I could tell you, at the end of the day, well financially managed. We worked really hard to do that. I mean, the train could survive this, but we understand that the bartender, the maid at the hotel, there's a lot of folks that when the hotel's not full or someone's not coming to a bar, you know, the owners of those places, they have to lay those people off.
On any given day in Silverton, train passengers are let off around lunchtime and given a couple hours for eating, shopping, and exploring the town's rich history before departing back to Durango. But this past Saturday, the usually bustling Avalanche Cafe was empty. Some businesses, like the Rum Bar, opted not to open at all until later in the evening. And the San Juan County Historical Museum saw very little traffic across its creaky wooden floors. Local resident Steve Allen was manning the museum and greeting the few people who did stop by. He says when the train shuts down, it knocks out about 80% of the town's business.
You still get travelers coming down the highway and stuff from here, right? But other than that, it definitely affects us. And not just the business. It actually affects their vacation time. And if they're going out hiking or biking or whatever they're doing, it does affect everything.
The railroad is planning to launch an alternate diesel locomotive passenger service later in June once it's been deemed safe to do so. Robbins says they're working with all of the various fire agencies involved, as well as the Forest Service and other partners, to put together a plan. By early Saturday afternoon, heavy smoke engulfed the town, and at the fire station, radios cackled. Assistant Fire Chief Michael Maxfield was working outside the station, answering questions from passersby as they stopped to ask for news about the 416 fire. Some 380 firefighters have been called to battle the blaze. Maxfield has 32 people on his department, and he's keeping them close, although he does have apparatus on standby. Resources, he says, must be used intelligently because if a disaster were to strike in Silverton, he'd need every person he has to protect the local community. Maxfield is also the wildland coordinator for his department, and he says planning for such an incident as a wildfire is at the forefront of his mind year-round.
As you can see, this terrain is, it's a let-it-burn situation. It really is. You can't commit a whole lot of people to climbing the side of a mountain, and so you is a defensive situation for structures and life. Forestal regrowth.
Stage 2 fire restrictions went into effect Monday in Archuleta, Dolores, La Plata, Montezuma, Montrose, and San Miguel counties. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
And there was more news about the Love Fire in Montrose County on Monday. According to a press release from the U.S. National Forest Service, the fire was in the Ouray Ranger District, approximately 25 miles northwest of Montrose, on Love Mesa. Firefighters from Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests responded. The fire burned pinyon and juniper vegetation in a very remote location with limited road access. Firefighters managed to reach the scene on Monday afternoon. The fire burned about 20 acres by Monday evening when fire activity decreased significantly. Yesterday, 2 elite hotshot crews were flown in by helicopter to contain the blaze. No estimate of containment was given as of yesterday afternoon. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. That makes 3 wildfires on the western slope within the past week: the 416 fire, the Love Fire, and the Horse Park Fire, which burned over 1,200 acres of BLM land southwest of Norwood. Yesterday, we heard the reaction of lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the Supreme Court ruling that was in favor of a baker in Lakewood that refused to make a cake for a gay couple. There continues to be more reaction from the story. Here's Eric Gladys.
On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Colorado cake shop owner who refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple, but also underscored that the Constitution does not give businesses open to the public the right to discriminate. In Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, the court determined the commission denied the baker a neutral hearing by denigrating his faith. Daniel Ramos with the Group One Colorado says under Colorado law, LGBTQ residents are still protected from being denied services,
including in businesses like Masterpiece Cake Shop. So those laws still remain where people are protected from discrimination in areas of housing, employment based on their sexual orientation and their gender identity.
While it's not uncommon for the Supreme Court to consider the motivations behind a particular law or lower court ruling, Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor noted that the actions of a few commissioners did not change the fact that the baker violated Colorado's anti-discrimination law. Lawyers representing shop owner Jack Phillips praised the ruling and said the decision confirms that the government must respect different religious beliefs on marriage. I'm Eric Gladys.
And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.